Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, give me a second here. Give me a second here. Give me a second. Okay, give me a second, saints. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Give me a second. What am I doing? Okay, give me a second, saints. Bless the Lord. Wait a minute, I can't hear nothing. All right, one second. I don't know what's wrong. Give me a second. What am I doing? Bless the Lord. Okay, wait a minute. Give me a second, saint. All right, wait a minute. I'm trying to figure this out. All right, wait a minute.
Oh, and I'm talking on mute. Oh, wait a minute. Give me a second. Wait a minute, y'all. Okay. The devil is a liar. Okay. Wait a minute. All right. Okay.
Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome. All right. So now I got the background noise here. Okay. Give me one second. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Oh, bless his holy and bless his righteous name. All right. Boy, Pastor Bradford get real techie here. I got three lines going on. I had to tie it into the conference line from Blog Talk Radio, amen, from my home phone and the backup with the cell phone. Don't ask me what I did. All right, let me see if I got everybody on as we continue. Wait a minute, let me see if I can hear myself. Hello. Okay, all right, I can hear myself, so I'm on. All right, we're just trying to accommodate everybody. We want to thank our sister Aquinetta for bringing this to our attention. Amen. We had this problem some time ago. We refused to have anybody pay additional fees to call into the ministry. All right, so if your cell phone provider is asking you to pay additional fees, please let me know, okay, and we will take this up with Blog Radio and have them handle it again like they did the last time. In the meantime, if you are paying, if you hang up and dial our prayer call, our prayer altar number, you will not have to pay. Okay, so you can disconnect and dial 385-799-9729. 385-799-9729. Amen. Call there. Amen. Glory be to God. And you will not have to pay. All right? And we will get it straightened out. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh,
all
hallelujah.
Participants are muted.
Oh, glory be to the living God, hallelujah. God is not dead, amen, he is alive. God is not dead, he is alive. God is not dead, he is alive. God is not dead, amen, God is alive, hallelujah. Oh, and we bless the name of Jesus. And we bless the name of Jesus, mighty God, Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the lily of the valley and the bright in the morning star. Father God, we come to say thank you for this opportunity to come again. Father God, we say thank you, Father God, for helping us trump the enemy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we see how the enemy is trying to, Father God, slow us down and hinder, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. But we bless your name right now, Father God. Father, we thank you for Sister Aquinetta. Father God, making mention, Father God, of this challenge, Father God, today. We don't know how long this has been happening, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, but we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you, Father God, because you reveal all things to your servants, and then, Father God, you will also give us the answer and give us the remedy and how to get around it. So we thank you, Father God, that this conference line is available to us, Father God, and we thank you for showing us how to connect the three services using a home phone and using a cell phone. So we thank you, Father God, that we have a home phone and a cell phone to use, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, now as we come, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we bless you, we magnify you, Father God, and we ask, Father God, that you would just have your way. We bind every spirit of distraction, Father God, that have come, amen, to distract us. We bind it right now in Jesus' name, Father. And may you and you alone be glorified. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Giving God praise, glory, and honor for another day. TGIF, today God is first. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. Amen. Giving God the praise. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners today. Again, amen. If you're calling in on a cell phone line and they are asking you to pay, please hang up and dial our prayer altar number, which is 385-799-9729. The telephone number is 385-799-9729. Just hang up and dial that number, and you will not have to pay additional charges on your cell phone to enjoy our services on today. Amen? And we will straighten it out, amen, with, amen, Blog Talk Radio. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. All right, we want to thank God, amen, glory be to God, for this first week in the new year, amen, glory be to God, and we've had an opportunity, amen, to begin to get some things in order, amen, with our health, with our finances, with our commitment, amen, to God and God's word, glory be to God, hallelujah. Today, amen, as we've already started on our 5 a.m. service, amen, we want to, amen, today talk about our enemies. We want to get the right mindset with our enemies, beloved, amen, in this new year. We cannot go around, amen, hating people because they hate us, amen, doing evil to people because they're doing evil to us. Because what happens is, beloved, amen, we're the ones that's hurt. Amen. We're the ones that's hindered. We're the ones, amen. So this is why the Bible tells us, amen, that we must love those, amen. Hallelujah. So, amen, matter of fact, let us look at it this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. In our Bibles, amen, let us look in the book of Matthew. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Chapter, amen, number 5. Matthew chapter number 5. And I want to read just a couple verses in your hearing. Matthew chapter number 5. Glory be to God. In verse number 43. Ye have heard that it hath been said that thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans also. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. This is truly the word of God. Amen. The blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. Beloved, amen. We are told here, man, glory be to God, amen, that we must, amen, beloved, not hate our enemies, glory be to God, because the truth of the matter is, beloved, amen, they are not your enemies, they are the Lord's enemies. Amen. Anybody that hates you hates God. Amen. Glory be to God because God lives in you. Glory be to God. And if someone is an enemy of God, they are truly in trouble. Amen. So therefore, we really want to pray for them because we do not want that spirit not retaliation. Amen. But that spirit of they're going to reap what they sow. See? And you cannot be an enemy of God, amen, and walk in a blessing. Matter of fact, beloved, amen, glory be to God, you cannot curse whom God has already blessed. So anybody who is your enemy is the Lord's enemy, see, but they don't know it. They don't know it because God said he'll be a friend to our friends and he'll be an enemy to our enemies. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. God said he would be a friend to our friends and be an enemy to our enemies. Amen. And so, beloved, so therefore, amen, we want to bless them who curse us because you don't have to worry about the curse they sent towards you. See, because God is going to turn that curse into a blessing because we are unable to be touched by evil. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Here we see, beloved, amen, the word of God, it said, none render evil unto evil. Beloved, glory be to God, any of us can be tempted to be vindictive from time to time, especially if someone has seriously disappointed us, if someone has harmed us or our families or our friends or tried to hurt our personal reputation. But no matter what evil others have done to us, beloved, we must remember where the Apostle Paul, amen, tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:15, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Amen. We want to thank you, those of you just signing in. If you're being asked to pay additional charges on your cell phone bill, amen, to join us on Blog Talk Radio this morning, amen, we ask that you would hang up and call our altar number, our prayer altar number. Amen. We have everybody conferenced in this morning, and you will not have to pay that additional fee. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. To God be praise. Beloved, amen. Glory be to God. The Greek tense in this verse is not a suggestion, but it is the strongest form of a command when Paul tells us, see that none render evil for evil. Matter of fact, beloved, it could be translated, glory be to God, that Paul is commanding us, unquestionably commanding us, beloved, that none of us render evil for evil. It is absolutely clear that Christians are commanded to abstain from all acts of retaliation and self-vindication. We're not supposed to retaliate. We're not supposed to fight for ourselves. We don't have to fight for ourselves, beloved, because God's going to fight for us. So why mind God's business? God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. If someone is an enemy to his children, if someone is mistreating God's children, you don't have to defend yourself. God is going to defend you. Glory be to God. God is going to defend you. The word none, beloved, is all inclusive, letting us know that this order, beloved, is directed to every single person, every person, the bishops, the apostles, amen, every believer, glory be to God. Regardless of our circumstances, no one who calls Jesus his Lord should be involved in the practice of rendering evil for evil. You kill my cat, I'm going to kill your dog. No. You bite me, I'm going to bite you. No. No, no, no. Yes, we attempt it. You know when that flesh starts to rearing up? Oh, God. Oh, yeah, they going to get it. They going to get it. Uh-huh. Yeah, and they are going to get it. You're right. But they're not going to get it when you want them to get it. And they're not going to get it as long as you want them to get it. You know when God will pay vengeance on your enemies? When you start loving them, when you start praying for them, when you really don't even want God to do it, you know what I mean? That's when God will do it. And God has to do it. God has to do it because God has to honor his word. And God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. I'm going to get them back. Some people right now that are suffering, beloved, believe it or not, they are paying the consequences for how they treated you. They are paying the consequences. See? We don't have nothing to do with that. That's not our business. But what do? We pray for them. We pray for them. We pray for them. See? So some families right now are reaping the consequences of their father's sins, grandfather's sins. See, that generational curse, see, but beloved, but soon as repentance takes place, see, they can turn that generational curse into a generational blessing, and that's all God wants to do, is have the person change their mind, because when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us, see, and all God wants them to do is change their mind. But, beloved, amen, God tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, and then he tells us back in the New Testament, Romans chapter 12, God said, vengeance is mine. I'm going to repay evil for evil. Don't you fight, you ain't even got to go that far. You ain't got to take them to court unless God tell you to take them to court. Matter of fact, most times God is against you taking them to court because he's the court and he's the judge. And he's the lawyer. You don't have to go that far with them. Take it to the Lord in prayer. See? And so, beloved, when God tells us to bless those who curse us, how do we bless them? Well, what am I supposed to do, God? Just tell them to come in and live with me. Why don't you just start with a prayer? Why don't you just keep it real? Because, see, beloved, let me tell you, God says love them. Some people you love, but you don't like. Now, we got to admit, we don't like everybody. Ain't nobody on this line going to say, I like everybody. You might love everybody, and you better love everybody. But to tell the truth, you don't like everybody. Because even the word of God itself says, live peaceably, if possible, live peaceably with all men. Some people you can't deal with, you can't work with, you can't live with. Come to chemistry, I don't know what's up. See? So you got to love them from a distance. But you love them nevertheless. See? But, beloved, when people come and running your name in the mud, amen, and talk about you and doing evil to some of us right now, we're still hurt. If we really think back long enough, we're going to bust out in a tear. Because we was hurt. They hurt us. Amen, by what they did, the mental anguish, the physical anguish, the financial anguish, whatever went down, we was hurt. God knows you were hurt, amen, and he's the one that's healing you. And God is going to deal with your enemy, not you. He said, don't render evil for evil. Don't render. Get out the Lord's business, saints. Get out the Lord's business. Well, Lord, I just got to get them back. No, you don't. No, you don't, because God didn't get us back for some of the stuff we did. See, he didn't get us back. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, even though Jesus prayed that prayer, they still had to pay some cost of calling in. Amen. I'm doing three things at a time. This was, if you're on Blog Talk Radio and they're charging you on your cell phone, amen, to listen in, hang up and call our prayer call number, 385-799-9729, and we have everybody conferenced in this morning, and you won't have to pay that additional fee, and we will straighten up this mess on next week. All right? All right. And to God be praised. So he tells us here, beloved, amen, do not render evil for evil. That word render, beloved, glory be to God, means to send back, to return, or to pay back. And I know most of us have thought it. Even if we didn't say it, we thought, oh, I'm going to get you back. Oh, I'm going to get you back. Paybacks is a B-I-T-C-H. We ain't just heard it, baby. Some of us done said that because we meant what we said. We meant what we said at the moment. At the moment we did, until we allow the Holy Ghost to get to us. Then we start changing our minds. We start changing our minds, you know, about this situation. We create a little distance, you know, let God do some healing. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But, beloved, what the Word of God is telling us, it is never our task to retaliate. It is never our task to get even, to get revenge, or to make someone pay for what he did. It is never our task to settle the score with someone we think did evil against us. This is the will of God, beloved. We might as well get it straight in this new year right here. We got to let some people go. We got to let some people go. You got to know God going to get them back because they didn't do evil to you. They did evil to God. As I said this morning, glory be to God, most of us have children, all right, spouses, people we love. If somebody did them wrong, if they had an enemy, not only is that person their, your child's enemy, that person is now your enemy. You my enemy because you my child's enemy. Well, guess what? God is saying the same thing. We see what God did for Pharaoh and the children of Israel, and that's just one out of many, many examples. Glory be to God. See? Now, even though Jesus forgave them, glory be to God, Lord, forgive them, they know not what they do, glory be to God, you still got to pay the consequences for your actions. See? And so, beloved, God will handle that. Our obligation, amen, is to do good. Do good, beloved, to them who hate. They don't even know why they don't like you. They don't know. Something they heard. Something you did years ago that God forgave you for. They don't know. Right? They don't like you because so-and-so don't like you. And you can kill somebody, amen, beloved, by killing their reputation. That's when the Lord said, do not murder. Well, I ain't never picked up no gun and no knife. No, but you picked up your tongue. And you killed that person's reputation. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Beloved, the Bible speaks, amen, hallelujah. Let me show you this, amen, also, amen, hallelujah. Write this scripture down, too, amen. So I gave you two scriptures already, amen. I want you to write this one down, too, amen, for your notes today. All right, you can find it in Philippians chapter 3, amen, verse number 18. And this is listen to this, Philippians chapter 3, verse 18. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame. Who mind earthly things, enemies of the cross of Christ. Now, we're not talking about just unbelievers. We're talking about some so-called believers, too. They say they saved, but they ain't acting like it because they're not nice to you. But, beloved, they wasn't nice to Jesus either, but that didn't make Jesus a chump. Jesus was still all God. Glory be to God. He's still Lord. He was still Savior. And they wasn't nice to him. Glory be to God. And now they wish they had been. Beloved, we are not responsible for how other people treat us. We are only responsible for how we treat other people. Yes, sometimes people will do us evil, and we have to admit that sometimes we haven't been too nice to other people ourselves. See? So what we do, what do? We have to ask God to forgive us. And there's some people we need to go to and ask for forgiveness too. Then now that's under the blood. Now the third thing you need to do is forgive yourself. Now these other folks, beloved, what are they supposed to do? Being mean. Some people just mean by name. They just love it being nasty to people. They ain't happy unless they had a nasty day. And some of us know people like that. They look to make trouble. They look to, amen, start the drama. The green street of 2022. Green leaves. Y'all know green leaves? Yeah, that. Okay. He says here, beloved, we are to bless them. And whenever you pray for them, you are blessing them. He said, you know what? I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray that the eyes of your understanding be lighted. God, open their eyes. God, help them to see. Help them to see, Father God, that they're not really coming against your people. They're coming against you. Help them to see, Father God, because the consequences, they can't deal with the consequences. Pharaoh thought he could deal with the consequences. And as the Holy Spirit revealed to me this morning, amen, when God opened up the Red Sea, which was the blessing for the children of Israel, it became the curse, amen, to Pharaoh, because he drowned in the sea. See, what people are sending, the curse they sending to you, see, glory be to God, it's going to come back to them, and they can't handle it. Because it always comes back more than what they sent out. And the curse that the people are sending against you, beloved, don't want to see you prosper, don't want to see you expand, glory be to God, don't want to see God's favor in your life, guess what? That curse they sending against you, guess what? It's going to become their own curse. If they don't repent, this is why God needs us to stand in the gap and pray for them. God don't want to see them go down like that. And neither do we, once the love of God is flowing in our hearts. But God has no alternative, because if God did not revenge their naughtiness and their evil, he would be a liar. God must honor his word. God must honor his name. And God says, vengeance is mine. God said, I'm going to get them back for what they did to you. But I'm going to do it in my time. And I'm going to do it my way. And the reason he tells us not to render evil for evil, we can't be sitting back in the cheerleading corner saying, go get them, God. Go get them, God. Yeah, God, go get them. No, God don't. He ain't going to move. He ain't going to move like that. Nah, baby. When your revenge turns to love for that person, now you give God something to work with. Your revenge and you rendering evil for evil, you have to be delivered from that. Now you love the person. You have nothing in your heart against the person. You don't even want to see the person suffer for real. That's how much you really love them. That's when God will come in. And then you got to back up and mind your own business. Matter of fact, it's a scripture over here. The Bible says, amen, mind your own business, beloved. Let me see if I can find that. Let me see if I can find that scripture. Amen. Wait a minute. You better get out of grown folks' business. That's what you better, when God steps in. See. And because you still got to love them, you know, you still got to love them. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay, here you go. Thank you, Holy Ghost. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11. That ye study to be quiet and to do your own business. Your own business. You better stay out of the Lord's business. Let God handle what God needs to handle. Amen. In the meantime, beloved, amen, we are told to love, not to render evil for evil. Amen. That word evil, beloved, describes an action that is harmful, hurtful, injurious, or something done with an evil intent. And these are the actions of a person who intentionally acts to cause some kind of damage or ruin in somebody else's life. Evil for evil, beloved. It carries the idea of a person who thinks, you did me wrong, so now I'm going to do wrong back to you. That's the way the world thinks, and unfortunately, that's the way some of God's people think, too. Until that flesh is dead. Oh, that flesh is all about revenge. You ain't hurt my flesh. I'm sorry. I'm going to get you back. Yeah, baby, paybacks. I'm going to do to you exactly what you did to me. You trying to try to kill my reputation? I'm going to kill yours. You steal my money? I'm going to steal your money. You hurt my children? I'm going to hurt your children. Huh? You talk bad about me? Oh, baby, I can talk bad about you. I know how to hook into social media. I'll blow you up. Baby, that's that naughty flesh. That flesh got to die so that Christ can live. The love of God cannot be exuberated in our lives, beloved, to the extent that God's desire, amen, if we're holding on to revenge and evil. See? In God's view, such vindictive behavior is completely unacceptable for committed Christians. I'm talking to the committed Christians today. And then those of us who want to be committed. And we already made up our mind in 2022, we are going to be more committed. Even if someone has grievously wronged us, beloved. So Paul wrote that we must ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Now that word ever, beloved, means always, at all times, or constantly. The word follow means, beloved, to hunt, to pursue, to chase, or to track down and kill. That's a picture of an outdoors man who is so determined to hunt down an animal that he will stop at nothing to pursue it, to chase it, to track it down, and ultimately get his game, beloved. The fact that what is good, excuse me, must be pursued means doing the right thing, beloved, does not always come easy. Now, let's just keep it real. All right, I got about maybe 5 minutes here. All right, let's just keep it real. Y'all know I like to keep it real. Look, don't call me no liar. And I'm not saying I ain't never told a lie. And I ain't saying I know how to lie. I know how to lie. But I ain't lying right now because I ain't going to tell you it's easy. Now, if I open my mouth and say it's easy for you to love your those who did bad to you and render good for evil, now I'm lying in my flesh because ain't nobody said it was easy. Beloved, this is God super on our natural. This is God working in and through us. This is God loving them through us. This is God forgiving them for us. You almost need a miracle to love somebody who has hurt, did hurt to you and did hurt to your family. People have experienced murders and all type of violations, sexual violations, all type of evil stuff. And you want me to love them? Give me my gun. I'm going to show you how much I love them. In our self, beloved, it don't exist. But in God, it does. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I don't have to get you back. I'm going to love you back. I'm going to love you, amen, and pray that you will be a different creature and God will change you the same way God changed me. Glory be to God. But regardless of how hard it is to do it, you and I must always be committed to doing what is good and doing what is right. That word good, beloved, amen, means anything that is good, beneficial, or profitable. You may be tempted to resist being a blessing or to do nothing for someone who has done wrong to you, and I understand where you're coming from. But, beloved, It is never your job to pay someone back for what he or she did to you or to withhold a blessing when you are able to give it. Paul plainly teaches us, beloved, that it is God's will that we will ever follow that which is good. That means we must be dedicated to pursuing that which is good, beneficial, and profitable. But must we really do good to all men? I mean, come on, Pastor. I know you're about to close, but wait a minute, this accent. All men, like A-L-L, like everybody. Must we seek to do good even to those who have done wrong to us, Pastor? I mean, come on, for real. Well, beloved, Paul answered that question when he wrote that we must behave like this both among ourselves and to all men. Among ourselves, beloved, glory be to God. So that's the relationship that exists between us in the church, our brothers and sisters in the faith, the believers. Okay, glory be to God. But we are not to be in the occupation, beloved, of doing good only to our fellow brethren. Paul also went on to say to all men, and when Paul says all men, that includes those outside the church or those outside of Christ, the non-Christians. What? Them heathens? Them heathens, you got to be kidding. Yep, them heathens. Jesus died for those heathens too. The same blood that Jesus shared for me and you, he shared for those heathens. Because the truth of the matter is we used to be a heathen. And God forgave us. Beloved, if you feel that someone has committed an injustice against you or simply treated you badly, and you find yourself wishing that you could get back at that person for what he or she did to you, and this first Friday in this new year, we're going to set the record straight. We ain't going to allow nothing and nobody to hold back our blessings. We cleaning the drain. You know how sometimes the drain gets stocked up, blacked up, and you got to pull out the plunger or you got to get some Drano, amen, to clean the drain so the water can go through? But, beloved, it's time for our blessings to flow, baby, flow. We flushing it. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. We held on to it last year, the year before. This day here, January 7th, 2022, we releasing it. God, I surrender it. I commit this person. I commit, Father God, their deeds. I commit their words. I commit all of that to you. Father, it's yours. Now, that's your business. Now, what you want me to do, Father God? I'm moving on. I choose to surrender. Father God, heal my heart. Stop the bleeding in my heart. Some of us are hemorrhaging in the church. You laughing over it. You singing over it. You praying over it. You preaching over it. You teaching over it, but you bleeding. Because that's how bad the person has hurt you. You bleeding. Father, stop the hemorrhaging. Help me not to die. Help me to heal, Father. Stitch me up. Stitch me up, Father. If I need to go on a sabbatical for a couple days, whatever I need to do, Father God, let's get it done. I'm ready to move on. Glory be to God. Bob, this is the day right here, beloved, in this new year. We're setting the record straight for 2022. You must take charge of your emotions, and you must remind yourself that vindictive behavior is never God's will. Regardless of the evil others have committed against you, beloved, it is imperative that you remember what the Apostle Paul wrote to the Thessalonians when he wrote, and some of you just signing in, you can find it and look at it yourself today, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. So as I close, let me read this scripture here, beloved, amen, in the Greek for you. This is how it reads in the Greek. I am commanding you that not a single one among you should be involved in the business of retribution or revenge. It is not your task to retaliate, to get even, to take revenge, to make someone pay for what he did or to settle the score. Your assignment is not only to pursue anything that will be beneficial and good for your Christian friends, but also for people who are outside of Christ. That's a real Christian. I remember when I said there's going to be a lot of Christians in hell, because anybody can say they are Christian. And to be a Christian, we must be a Christian in our hearts. We must be truly born again. This is the sign of a true Christian. When you can begin to love somebody who has only did evil towards you. When you can pray for that person. See? And our intensity in prayer is because not because they hurt us, it's because they hurt God. Because every time they hurt you, they did hurt God. And God going to get them back. Oh, he going to get them back. Never forget, beloved, that retribution is not the way we do business in the kingdom of God. If there is any retribution, let it be something taken care of by God and not by you or me. Let's remember that we are in the business of redeeming the lost, not taking revenge or getting evil with people when they upset us. To consistently do good to others who haven't treated you right will require your commitment and your dedication to obey Jesus. And achieving this will take your utmost concentration, undivided attention, and empowerment by the Holy Spirit. So, beloved, commit yourself to following God's command not to render evil for evil, but to ever follow that which is good. And as you do, the Holy Spirit will stand right alongside you to help you carry out this act of obedience, leave retribution in God's hands, and make it your business to do good to all men. Amen. Amen. God just uses our enemies to push us further into our destiny. They're just a stepping stone for us to go up. How to use them. The same way he used Pharaoh. Pharaoh, amen, instead of the word softening in his heart, it's hardened his heart. He became an enemy to Moses and the Israelites. But guess what? He became an enemy to bless them. He thought he was cursing them, but he was blessing them. And then when Pharaoh's assignment was over, God killed them. Gotta kill people. I'm going to show you one more scripture, and we're going to get the benediction, I promise. Okay. I'm going to show you one more scripture. God will kill some folks. Oh, they want to play tough? Okay, yeah, right. Uh-huh, yeah. But your arms are too short to box with God. Okay, I'm going to show you one more scripture. Wait a minute. Let me find it real quick. Okay, here it is right here. Isaiah. Chapter number 43, verse number 3. Isaiah 43, verse 3. This is what it reads. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba in your place. Glory be to God. Now, you do the research there, beloved. What is God talking about? Amen. Glory be to God. Somebody else died in your stead. Oh, God will kill some folks. The same way when two people out there fighting in the streets, beloved, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah, somebody going to win, somebody going to lose. God said, I will be an enemy to your enemies and a friend to your friends. Got to kill somebody for you. That's how much God loves you. But let God do it. Don't you go to jail for it. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we love you. We thank you. We bless you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you to help us have a right attitude and heart toward people, including those who have hurt us and let us down. You know how deeply disappointed we have been in people, Father, that we expected to behave on a much higher level. Help us recall the many times that we have let you down, yet you have never forsaken us, rejected us, or cast us aside. In spite of our personal failings, you continue to show your love, your mercy, and your forgiveness to us. And your blessings continue to abound in our lives. Just as you have been steadfast in your love for us, Father, we ask you to help us have a steadfast heart filled with love, mercy, and goodwill for others. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says what? Amen, amen, and amen. All right, bless the Lord. That is the word of God for the blessed people of God. And to God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. Amen. Saints, God is about to do something real big. Now, fasten your seatbelts. Now, y'all know when the Lord used me like this to make a prophecy, amen, we always come through with a testimony. Something big is about to happen. This morning I tried to get on Facebook at 5 o'clock, couldn't get on Facebook. It kept kicking me off. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I had to, amen, jiggle out of the way. So I pulled out my cell phone, my iPhone, and I got on that way. Amen. Glory be to God. Because I refused to give up. Now, glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Calling to the 6 o'clock call, come to find out some of you are paying, and I don't know how long you've been paying your cell phone company extra, amen, to call in to. Glory be to God. Amen. But we thank God for Sister Aquanetta, so we know now, so we're going to handle that. So here I am, amen, to keep the service going today. I had to connect the Blog Talk Radio with our prayer call line through my home phone, amen, and through my cell phone. Now, all this jiggling, jaggling, but look at this. The services still went on. The word of God went on. And what's the God trying to tell? The Lord is putting our enemies on notice, starting with every demon, every witch, and every warlock. Baby, your time is almost over. You better turn. We praying right now that you turn before it's too late. God said, pray for you. We praying right now the day that you turn. No weapon formed against this ministry. No weapon formed against the partners in this ministry. No weapon formed against our families will prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. All this maneuvering, huh? But look, we haven't been stopped, and we will not be stopped. We will not be hindered, and we will not be delayed. And we're not mad at the witches and the warlocks coming against us. We ain't mad. No, no, we praying for you. And we pray that you give your heart to Jesus while you got time, because you can't handle the consequences. Be not deceived. God is not mocked whatsoever. A man soweth that shall he also reap. Beloved, all this is a sign, amen, amen, that daybreak is coming and the blessing is at the door. Woo, prepare to receive. The testimonies will begin to come in. Hold on, saints, as we taught Wednesday night in Bible study, this ain't no time to get weary now. This ain't no time to throw in the towel. This ain't no time to quit. No, don't be bamboozled by the devil, baby. This is blessing time. It's always darkest right before dawn. Sometimes it seems like things coming up against you right when it's time. The same way that mother goes into the greatest labor, amen, when it's time for the baby's head to come out. I said some of us are about to give birth, baby. And God has the midwives on assignment, the angels ministering to you. Don't give up. I'm telling you, I don't care if you got to hold on. I don't care if you got to call some folks. I don't care what you need to do. Make up your mind you're not giving up right now. Because if you give up right now, beloved, you're going to lose it. Because he said, we will reap in due season if we faint not. This ain't no way. Don't abort the baby, baby. Don't abort the baby on the day of delivery. You scheduled to have the baby this afternoon and you want to have an abortion this morning? That devil is a full-blown liar. Hold on. Hold on. I prophesy and you watch and see. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bind it. We nullify it. We dismantle it. We cancel it. We prohibit every spirit of retaliation coming up against Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry and everybody included in this ministry. Heck to the no-no. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. God is a man of war. God said, be still and know that I am God. The battle is not yours. The battle belongs to God, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Just hush your mouth. Get yourself a cup of tea. Sit on the rocking chair, baby. Give yourself a pedicure, manicure. Amen. Men, give yourself a shave. Chill. And watch God handle this for you. Watch God handle. Vengeance is mine. I will repay. Breakthrough is coming. I'm expecting to hear the testimonies. Amen. As soon as tomorrow. Amen. In Jesus' name. Today is offering day at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Sow that seed. Glory be to God. First fruit, tithe, offering, donation. Amen. Sow into. Look, some of you, glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever you believe in God for, you got to sow a seed for it. Sow your seed, glory be to God, into the good soil of God's word. Several ways you can sow. Go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there. Cash App address, $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWord. Mailing address, P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038, 19038, and to God be praise, glory, and honor. All right, saints, hallelujah, get it going, amen. Don't wait till the battle is over, amen. Shout, 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 shout now, amen. My pleasure to be in your service today. We had this problem. We've been here 12 years now. One time before, they tried to charge our listeners, amen, on their cell phones. And we fought that. We won. And guess what? We're going to do it again. In the meantime, we're going to keep hooking you up like we did today, okay? Just call in to the 385-799-9729 number, amen, for the 6 a.m. service, and we're going to do it this way until we get this situation resolved, amen? I love you, I love you, I love you. Meet you at the 12 o'clock prayer altar, Lord's willing, on today, on the same number, 385-799-9729. Meet us here at 12 o'clock for our 12 o'clock prayer, and we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. I love you, saints. Hallelujah. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Thank you for binding every spirit of retaliation. Thank you for leading us, guiding us, directing. Thank you, Father God, for your love in our hearts that we can say we really do love our enemies. Even if we don't like them, we still love them. We still love them. Because ain't nothing in our hearts but love. That's all we got to give. We don't have nothing in our hearts but love. And that's because we are allowing you to take over in our lives so we could be more like you. Thank you, Father, for the change. And may we continue to be changed until Christ be formed in us. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you, and the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee, and the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Amen. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you. And have a good day. Amen. Hallelujah. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Amazing God. Amazing King, amazing everything, amazing God, amazing King, you're an amazing, amazing everything, amazing God. Amazing God, amazing King, he's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this. Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near.
Sing it.
Oh, now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace. But I'm so glad.
And I'm so glad.
That I found you. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an everything.
Mistakes that I